Okay. We are still in the middle of Adonai Olam. Just to get an idea of what's the lick and feather. How much? Huh?
It was just thinking, I'm not going to make it all the way until Olam. I'm already 62 years old.
You should be here until Aleinu of Shabbos davening. At least. Yeah, but so much. Now we fly through it. We just finished talking about how the Ribbono Shel Olam is. How the Ribbono Shel Olam is Malach. Ribbono Shel Olam was king before the world was created, and how he is king now once the world is created, and how he will be king forever. And how he was, how he was, he is, and he will be, and he is one, and there is no other. He has the strength and the dominion. So up until now, we've talked about Godless Habayri. Now comes the next verse in this piyut. V'hu keli v'chai goyali v'tzur chevli be'eth tzora. V'hu keli, he is my God. V'chai goyali, and my Redeemer is alive. V'tzur chevli be'eth tzora. Simple pshat is rock of my pain in the time of distress. The Mechol Be'er Weissmandel, the Knight of the Rav, once met Rav Breuer. Rav Breuer was a grandson of Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch. So the Mechol Be'er was the Knight of the Rav. He asked Rav Breuer if he remembers his grandfather. If he remembers Rav Breuer's grandfather, or if Rav Breuer remembers his own grandfather. So Rav Breuer said, I remember very little because I was 8 years old when he passed away. However, he did live in our house towards the end of his life. And there's one thing that sticks to my mind, said Rav Breuer. I remember how every morning the Zayde would say Birchas HaTorah in the house. And then he would say Adonai Olam. And he would translate the words to himself into German. Shamshon Rafael Hirsch would say Adonai Olam and translate the words to himself. And Rav Breuer went on, and he imitated his grandfather. He said, I heard this every day. And he said to him, he imitated his grandfather to Mechol Be'er. I won't go through the whole thing. He said, Adon Olam. He had a Yekesh Havara. Adon Olam, the Har von der Welt. Asher Moloch. And he went on translating every word into German. Which means, and he was, and he is, and he will always be. And to him is Starkeit, the Hamisra, in this Gewaltigkeit. He has the strength and the dominion. And then he said the Zayde would stop. And he would say, V'hu, in der allmächtiger Gott, and this almighty God, was war and was is and will ewig sein, that was and is and will ever be. Keli, it is mein Gott. He said when his grandfather said Keli, and he said it is mein Gott, he said, his words were, ich hab gefühlt, als ob ich kuscht sich mit dem Bau der Aulam. I felt as if he's kissing the creator of the world. It's a dare.
But the
nectar
still doesn't hold the term.
What?
But the nectar still doesn't hold the term. Not all things.
It's a moridig dare. And this is the perish hamilas of Adai Noila. After going through godless Abayre, we say, V'hu, and this Almighty that we've been talking about, this tremendous Rabbeinu Shalaylam, that Wechad Me'en Sheni, Keli, he's my God. And I believe that this inyan is the avoid of Chaydash Elul. To prepare ourselves for this meeting of that we are going to meet with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, we have to have a grasp of Ani L'Doydi, meaning we have to first realize who our beloved is. And then V'doidi li. Once we realize who the doidi is, who's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then realize that doidi is li. That Rabbeinu Shel Olam is my God. And it's so important, specifically for the Avodah of Davening. And this is probably why Adonai Olam is here right before Davening. It's not sufficient just to contemplate Godless Avodah, just to realize the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Because, okay, so what's the Shaychus to me? It's so important to bring out that Chelik, that last chedek, that v'hu, that this tremendous Rabbeinu Shel Olam that we're talking about, he's my God. He's interested in me. This tremendous Rabbeinu Shel Olam is yearning for a relationship with me. This itself is part of Godless Avodah. That despite his greatness, that when we're talking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's greatness, it's part of his greatness that despite his greatness, he's still interested in me, and he's still interested in a relationship with Klal Yisrael. He's interested in a relationship with every Yid. We just had in this past week's parasha, we spoke about Beshal Shilas. In parashas Kisava. As Hashem hamarata ayoyim, right? You have praised Hashem today. Li'as l'chol elokim, that He should be your God.
V'Hashem hemircha ayayim. Hashem praise you today. Lias leilam segula. You should be his treasured nation. And the Gemara says, Gemara Chagiga says in this pasuk that Hashem says, atem asu uni chativa achas v'olam. You have made me a matter of praise in the world. As we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I'm going to make you a matter of praise in this world. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, despite his greatness, prides himself with Klal Yisrael. Yisrael, Asher Becho Espor, the Rebbeinu Shlom prides himself with us. And that's mamish the Aleph Beis before we begin davening. We have to have an understanding of the relationship of this tremendous Rebbeinu Shlom being interested in our relationship, and that's why we're davening to him. He wants to hear what we have to say. Now, in order for a person to be able to understand the godless Haboire, in this matter at least, that despite the Rebbeinu Shlom's greatness, he's still interested in me, a person first needs to understand the Shiflus Atzmai. A person first needs to understand how lowly we are, how puny we are. I'm not even going into the Averis that a person did. We're not even thinking about that. Just how fragile and how nothing a human being is in the presence of the Kol Yochel, in the presence of the Vuhoya Vuhoya Ve'iya V'sifara. And the more a person understands Shiflus Atzmai, the greater their understanding will be of Godless Aboyer. The greater the chiddush is that the Rebbeinu Shlom is interested in this relationship. And the Chazal tells us what seems to be a contradiction. It says, "Ein oindem lispal elam atoch kovid rosh." A person should not get up to daven. A person should not start davening only with kovid rosh, which is Rashi interprets it as humility. Achna. A person should only start davening with achna, with humility. So how does a person achieve humility? Right? A person thinks of their lowliness. Right? That brings a person to humility. Then, Chazal say, one can only start davening with tremendous joy. Well, I just finished thinking about my lowliness. What am I supposed to be happy about now? The answer is, no, quite the contrary. The more you think about your lowliness, and then you come to the conclusion, and despite all of that lowliness, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam still wants to hear my tefillahs. That is going to bring about a tremendous simcha. And the more the person understands their lowliness, the greater the simcha will be. Because if a person is arrogant, then the person believes that this is something that makes sense. So it's not a chiddush. It's not going to evoke any type of simcha. But when a person truly understands the lowliness, then how this makes absolutely no sense on a logical level, that the Kol Yochel should be interested in me, puny creature. So the greater the understanding in Shiflus Atzmai, the greater the understanding will be in the godless Haboyer in this matter. And hence, the tremendous simcha of being able to daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So quite the contrary, the more kovid rosh, the more simcha shomlitz. Megal Amukah says, on the pasuk of Yisam li segula mikol ha'amim, a pasuk that the Rebbeinu Shlom tells us before Kabbalah Satorah, you shall be to me a treasure
among all the nations. So the
Megal HaMukis points out that the Lamed
is the largest letter in the Aleph Beis. And the Yud is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. So the word Li is made up of the largest letter in the Aleph Beis and the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis. Lamed Yud.
And he says that the Lamed represented a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the greatest.
The Yud represents the Yid. How small a human being is. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us before Kabbalah Satoira, there is going to be a combination here of the Lamed and the Yud.
I, the Lamed, am interested in you, the Yud. We're going to connect. It's going to be Li. V'yisem Li segula v'kol ha'amim.
What Kabbalah Satoira is going to accomplish is the Li.
Ki Li kol ha'aretz, because the whole purpose of creation was Li.
Was that I, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, should have a relationship with the Yid.
The Penchas HaKoretz says that this is why a person was created with two eyes. It's to represent that a person needs to constantly focus on two things. Godless Abayre and Shiflas Atzmai. A person has to focus on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's greatness and on their own lowliness. It's two things a person has to have their focus on at all times. And that's why a person has two eyes, to represent this inyan. And he says that this was the problem with Bilam. Bilam HaRosha, Chazal, on the Posuk, Nu'um HaGevra, Shesum HaAyin, says Rashi, Bilam Suma Hu Ba'achz Me'enov. Bilam was blind in one eye. And the Pilchus HaKoretz says, what that means is that Bilam realized Galdus HaBayr. He realized Rebbeinu Shel Olam's greatness. It says, V'yodeh Adas Elyon, it says in the Posuk.
But one thing he didn't realize was Shiflas Atzmai. He did not realize how lowly he was. It's like it says in the Pirkei Avos, one of the middos of Bilam HaRasha is Ruach Gavoya. He was a very arrogant person. He didn't realize Shiflas Atzmai. That was Bilam's problem.
And the truth is, that that having one without the other is a terrible danger. Just a person only to focus on Godless Habayre, only to focus on Hashem's greatness, not to focus on Shiflas Atzmai, is you have the danger of a person ending up being arrogant, as you see by Bilam HaRosha. Not only that, but as mentioned before, Godless Habayre, what's the shaykhus to me? So, a person only focusing on Godless Habayre is not sufficient. And it's dangerous, actually. And then, you have a person who only focuses on Shiflas Atzmai, only focuses on their own lowliness, and doesn't focus on Godless Habayre. That's also dangerous, because that's going to land the person in depression. So it has to come with, after a person finishes thinking about their own lowliness, after that needs to come, and yet, despite my lowliness, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is still interested in me. And that's what generates the tremendous Simchas Shel Mitzvah. But if one of them is missing, you either end up with gaiva, or one ends up with depression. And I believe that this was the difference between Korach and Dothan and Aviram. We find it very interesting. The Korach and Dothan and Aviram seem to be in the same machlokes, yet Dothan and Aviram were punished by the ground swallowing them. Korach, according to most opinions in the Gemara, was among those that were that were taken. He was among the 250 men that died with the fire from heaven by the Keteris. What's the difference? The difference was Korach was arrogant. Korach wanted to be Kohen Gadol. And that's why Rashi says Korach einoi hitesoi. His eye made him make a mistake, meaning his eye was off. He had the eye of Galus Aboire. The other eye wasn't working. The eye of Shiflus Atzmai, the eye of looking at his own loneliness, that eye wasn't working. So, whereas Dosim and Aviram were very lowly in their own eyes. They were so lowly that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu as being arrogant. That's how lowly they were. He says, "Tora Aleinu as a person who the Torah Kedesh says about him, Ish Moshe Anav Ma'id Makal Adam Hashal Pnei Adama, he was the most humble person on the face of the earth." They said to him, "Ki sistar aleinu, right? You're not. Why are you raising yourself over us?" And they said, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to them to come, they said, "Loi nala, we can't ascend." So they were focused. Their eye was totally focused on Shiflis Atzmai. They couldn't. They weren't focused on Galus Habayah. And as a result, they were swallowed by earth. So they, since they were so busy with Shiflis Atzmai, they became so low that they were swallowed by earth. Bilam and his friends who wanted the Kuna Gedoyla because they were so arrogant, they were swallowed by fire from heaven. Each one where they were. What? I mean Korach. Korach and his friends were swallowed by a fire from heaven. Each one was absorbed by what they were striving towards. I think we can understand what this Akasha of the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu says to Hashem, "Hein li loy nosato zora. Behold, to me you have given no children." This is by the Brisbane Absorim. So the Arachayim HaKadosh asks two questions. It seems that the right wording would have been "Hein loy nosata li zora." Behold, you have given me no children. But he didn't say that. He says "Hein li loy nosata zora." Behold, to me you have given no children. The li he says before loy nosata. He should have said it "Hein loy nosata li zora." So that's our question number one. Number two, he asks. We know that Avraham Avinu is the believer of all believers. He's not someone who's going to question Hashem. A couple of psukim ago, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "V'samti azaracha kafar ha'aretz, I will place your descendants like the dust of the earth." So Hashem promised Avraham Avinu he's going to have children. So is Avraham Avinu questioning Hashem? Hein li loy nosata zora? So Arachayim HaKadosh says that Avraham Avinu understood from Hashem's bracha that v'hoy zaracha kafar ha'aretz, that your children will be like the dust of the earth, is that his children will be earthly children. To which Avraham Avinu responded, "That's fine. But a hein li l'nasata zara, for me, that's not children." That's Avraham Avinu's response. And Hashem responded to that, Hashem took him out of the yamer, habit na hashamayim. Look up to the heavens, v'swer hakechavim, and Hashem told him, "Koyi azaracha, your children will be heavenly." That's how Arachayim HaKadosh learns these pesukim. I'd like to suggest, based on the Megala Amukas that we learned, that What Avraham Avinu understood was that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him a bracha v'ezaracha kafar haaretz, is that your children are going to be humble. They're going to have your midah, Avraham Avinu. The midah of v'anochi ofra v'efer. Avraham Avinu was the role model of humility. I'm dust and ashes. So Avraham Avinu understood that Hashem was giving him a bracha that his descendants will be like him. They're going to be, they'll be humble people. To which Avraham Avinu responded, but hein li l'inasata zora, but you haven't given me children that will have the li. Right? The li, we explained that Megala Mukhas said, was a person needs to have a focus both on the lamed, which is Galdus HaBoyre, and on the yud, which is Shiflas Atzmai. So hein li l'inasata zora, you've only given me the yud, you haven't given me the lamed. To which Hashem responded, Habit no Hashemayim. David HaMelech, and Tehillim, when he wants to focus on Galdus HaBoyre, the Pasuk says, Ki era shomecha ma'aseh etzboisecha, David HaMelech says, when I look at your heavens, your handiwork, that is how David HaMelech saw Galdus HaBoyre. It says that there should be windows in a shul so that a person can look at the sky when they daven, so they can see Galdus HaBoyre. A person looks at the sky, it arouses one to Hashem's greatness. So, when Avraham Avinu was concerned that his children will be only focused on their lowliness, so he complained, "Hein li l'nasata zara, you're not giving me children that have both the lamed and the yud." Hashem told him, "Habet na'ashemayma, koyi azaracha, your children will be people that will focus on Galdus HaBoyre as well. They will have the li." And this, I believe, is what Chazal tell us now. We're learning Daf Yomi. We're learning about the mitzvah of Riyah, the mitzvah of going up three times a year to the by the Yom Tov and Malakla Yisrael would be Oyla Regel. So the mitzvah of Riyah, of coming into the Azara. Every Yid is supposed to come into the Azara. And Chazal tell us, Kishem Shebal Lirois, Kach Bal Lirois, that just like we are coming to see, we are also coming to be seen. We're coming to see Galdus HaBoyre in the Azara, and we're also coming to be seen, which is, we have to realize our own lowliness. So Chazal tells us that Suma va'achas me'ena potter menariya. Just learned in the Gemara. Somebody who's blind on one eye is potter from the mitzvah of Riya. And the reason is because the two eyes are given to us, one to focus on Galdus HaBoyre, one to focus on Hashem's greatness, one to focus on Shiflas Atzmai. If someone is blind on one eye, he either doesn't see Galdus HaBoyre or he doesn't see Shiflas Atzmai. Then they're potter from Riyah, because the point of Riyah, point is Kshem Shabal Lirois Kach Bal Lirois, is to see Galdus HaBoyre and to realize one's own lowliness. And if somebody can't see one of those, they're living a dangerous life, because it's going to land them either in arrogance or in depression. Now, the Sforim bring that the two holy brothers, the Rebbe Meilich and the Rebbe Zisha, had a dispute. They both agree that a person needs to have focus on both, Galdus HaBoyre and Shiflas Atzmai. The question is, which one comes first? One of them held that by a person focusing on Galdus HaBoyre, if a person focuses on Hashem's greatness, that it will automatically bring the person to a realization of his own loneliness. So, Galdus HaBoyre will bring a person to Shiflas Atzmai. The other one held, no, quite the contrary. A person should focus on Shiflas Atzmai, And when once a person focuses on shiflas atzmai, that will bring the person to realize galdus habayrei, that despite my lowliness, the Rebbein Shalom still wants a relationship with me. That itself is tremendous godliness. So that was the machlokes. Which one comes first? So they came to ask the Magid. They came to ask their Rebbe, the Magid of Mizrich. And the Magid said, Eilu v'eilu di Rebbe Kimchai. Both of them are acceptable approaches. However, the true, the right approach, said the Magid, is that shiflas atzmai comes first. Is that the person should first focus on their own lowliness, and then through that, the person will come to realize godless abode. So I once suggested a very Hasidic attach in Parshas Matos. Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Moshe al Rosh haMatos leBnei Yisrael leimar." Hashem spoke to the head of the Matos of Bnei Yisrael, saying, "Zeh adavar hashetziv Hashem." This is what Hashem commanded. And then the pasuk goes on to tell us the parsha of Nedarim. Well, the question is, what's the whole Agdama? Vaydaber Moshe al Rosh haMatos. Go on with the parsha. What do I need Zeh Adavar Hashetziv Hashem for? This is what Hashem commanded. So, those that focus on Galdus HaBoyrei first, right, they focus on Mala. They focus on what's above. The ones that focus on Shiflas Atzmai first, they first focus on what's Lamata, what's down. What's lowly? So the question is, should the Roish be Ma'ala or should the Roish be Mata? What should be first? Vayidavar Moshe al Roshei HaMatos. Moshe spoke to the ones that focus on what's Mata first, and he said to them, Zeh Adavar Hashetziv Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to focus first on Shiflas Atzmai. And that's how we'll come to recognize Galdus HaBoyrei. So the Vehu Keli is only going to be appreciated if a person first realizes their lowliness. Before you begin Adon Olam, a person needs to focus on, it shouldn't take too long, and how lowly we are, right? And then we're going to talk about Galdus HaBoyrei. And then we're going to say, like Rav Shamshon Fulher said, "Vuhu in Derel Mechtege God, Keli is my God." V'chai Goyali, my Redeemer is alive. V'tzur Chevli ve'eis Torah. So in the Siddur Eitzer HaTfilis, he explains that he brings a Gemara, I can't remember where it is, on the Pesuk Chadoshim Labkorim Rabba Munasecha. So the Gemara says that the fact that the Rebbeinu Shloilam sustains us in Golus, despite all of the persecutions that we've gone through, Klal Yisrael is still alive. We're still alive and well. And that's only, it can only be explained by sheer miracle that we're still around. Zev, a keves ben shivim zevim. We're a lamb among 70 wolves. And we're still kicking. It's only shayach because the Rebbeinu Shloilam wants us around. So that gives us emuna. It gives us faith to carry on. It shows us that our Redeemer is still alive. We shouldn't be miyayish ourselves from the geula. We shouldn't despair from the geula. Yes, it's been 2,000 years, but the fact that we're still around
shows that the Rebbeinu Shleilam still wants us here. He still intends to redeem us. That's how the Gemara interprets. Chadosh al Abakorim, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shleilam keeps on renewing the mourning, Rav Amun HaSecha, that brings out, that increases our Amun. So, what is V'chai Goyali Noisra Tfilis says Pash Pshat in this piyut? V'chai Goyali, my Redeemer is still alive. How do I know that? Because Mitzur Chevli Be'Sora, because he's my rock during my pain in the time of suffering. The Rebbeinu Shlom is our strength despite all of the suffering we've gone through. Mitzur Chevli. Another pshat of the Mefarshim explained it. Tzur chevli beisora. So the first pshat chevli comes from, means pain. Comes from the word chevli leida. Chevli Mashiach. Right? There's it means the pain that we suffering that a woman goes through during before childbirth that will happen before Mashiach comes from that's the first pshat tzur chevli, that he's our my rock at the time of suffering. Chevli beis tzora. But there are those that say that chevli comes from the word chelek, portion. You find numerous times in Tanakh where Yaakov chevel nachalasa, right? It means that we are Hashem's portion. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hashem appointed ministers over all the other nations, but so they are the portion. Each nation in the world is a portion of its minister. But Hashem, we don't have a minister. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself is our minister. So we are Hashem's portion. Mitzur Chevli, we are the portion of the Rebbeinu Shlom. And that is what stands for us, based tzara. Therefore, we're able to tolerate all the tzaras that we go through. We should be zoicha that the Rebbeinu Shlom should bring that time of v'chai goyali. He should show us that our Redeemer is still alive. He should bring us Mashiach tzedkenu b'meheru b'yameinu amen. Which from next Wednesday night.